Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week on Galatians chapter 2, and we've been going very slowly through these dense verses in Galatians 2, 18 through 21. And you're going to recognize what we're going to go through today, part of a sentence, really, of what Paul says. And these verses is really like so much of the core representation of what does Paul teach. And Paul is teaching out of Jesus's teaching, and it's what Peter teaches, is what the apostles teach, and we're really going through the teachings of the apostles about who we are and what we have access to in Christ. And some of this might sound familiar of what we've gone through before, but it's so important that we meditate on it, that we understand it. And it's easy to be like, well, that's just theology. That doesn't apply to my real practical life. It does. It does, because as we drink of what is the reality of who we are, because friends, God has opened to us a new reality. He's opened to us a new way of life, not only just in heaven, but here on earth. He's given us a gift. We've become new creatures, and I'm concerned so often that we have like our really good prayer times in the morning. We're like, yes, God, I love you. And then we get out in our circumstances, and these realities that we're reading in scripture are doing nothing to actually inform our lives. We're still as dead as we were yesterday. We're still living in the bondage of sin. We're not living in the freedom of the children of God. And God is saying over and over and over again, look at the life that I've called you to. Look at the life that I have opened for you to be a partaker in the divine nature. And as last week we were talking about raising our expectations for what God wants to do. He wants to give us new faith. He wants to give us new hunger. So we're raising our expectations for what God wants to do. And honestly, friends, this week is a really good week to meditate on what is my new identity in Christ? What is my new identity in Christ? What does that look like? And I want to get into why. I actually want to pray first before I go down that rabbit hole in that point. But we're going to put a pin in that because I want to talk about that right after we pray. So let's pray together, and then we'll dive into the word. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, in a new way, we give you our lives today. We give you our hearts. We give you our minds. We give you our souls. We give you our actions. We give you our relationships. Come and just in a good way, just infect us. Infect our spirits with your love, with your power, with your fire. And Lord, change us. You've already given us the grace of transformation. Help us to grow. Help us to become more and more like you. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's read our passage again. Let's proclaim God's word. Galatians 2, 18. But if I build up again those things which I tore down, then I prove myself to be a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through the law, then Christ died to no purpose. I bet you recognize the verse we're going to go over today. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I'm going to say that again. I have been crucified with Christ. This is strong language. Paul talks about this a lot. And this is what I want to focus on. Because remember before he says, I've died through the law. I've died to the law. And now I've been, now I'm made alive to Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. He talks about this again, and he says this in Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We know that our old self was crucified in him, that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. That's Romans 6, Galatians 5. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians 6:14. But far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Colossians 3, for you have died and your life is hidden with God. 2 Corinthians 4, for while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake. And Philippians 3, which we've talked about this before, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible, I may obtain the resurrection of the dead. I have been crucified with Christ. Being crucified with Christ means so many things, but I love in these different verses that my old self has died. My sinful flesh has been crucified on the cross with him. That means I have the power to crucify my passions and my desires and my sinful flesh in my daily life. And Paul, I love that Paul says, I'm crucified to the world. I'm dead to the world. In order to properly understand what Paul is saying here, we have to come to an agreement, a place in our hearts, a belief in our hearts. And this is so contrary to the world, to the teachings of the world, even so much how Christianity functions in the world. We're resistant to this reality. And that reality is that something in us has to die. There's something in us that has to die, that when we enter into the human race, we have within us a deep wound, a wound of sin, the sickness of sin, which leads us to eternal death. That each and every one of us, this is not condemnation, this is the truth. We carry a deadly sickness and we carry a desire, we carry a magnetism called concupiscence, an inclination in our sinful flesh towards what is not right and towards what is offensive to God. And part of our salvation is our flesh. And I don't mean like the skin on our bones. I mean our flesh, what's fleshy in us, what's worldly in us, needs to die. Our flesh needs to die. Our sinful man, we were never meant to be a sinful man, to carry a sinful man, but a sinful man needs to die, right? And so saying, I have been crucified, Paul's saying, this is my reality. I have been crucified with Christ. When Jesus died, there's this inner mystery of justification and sanctification that happens through our baptism. And this isn't just like cool theology. This affects how you live. Baptism, the sacraments, are a participation in Jesus's life, death, and resurrection, which creates in us the inner mystery of justification and sanctification. So dying, right? It's like we said, it's not just like this death. It's not just this like legalism. It's a transformation in us brought about by grace and faith. And how does that happen? How does that happen? The old self, our old self, was dominated by sin and self-reliance. Your old self, our old sinful flesh, bangs on its chest saying, I am God. I am the one who's seated on the throne. I get to do whatever I want. And that has to go to the cross with Christ. Remember we said, Jesus says to his disciples, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit. But in order to follow me, you must go where I'm going. He's saying, in order to follow me, you must come and you must die. The old self, dominated by sin and self-reliance, dies with Christ. There is an inner spiritual reality that your flesh is crucified. your sinful flesh corrupted by sin and death goes to the cross with Jesus Christ. The Catechism says this, baptism not only purifies from all sins, but also makes the neophyte a new creature, an adopted son of God who has become a partaker of the divine nature. The Council of Trent said this, for since Christ Jesus himself as the head into the members and the vine into the branches continually infuses his virtue into the justified, the justification increases by faith the good works that proceed from grace. We, through baptism, are incorporated into Christ. Into Christ. And how does he fulfill the just requirement of the law? He takes our flesh with him. And so you're saying, why do I continue to sin? Because there's still a battle raging within us. But when you are baptized, you were given a new nature. And you were also given the power through the Holy Spirit to live in the reality of that new nature. Because the reality of what has happened to you, no matter how much you go back into sin, no matter how much temptation you have, because you still have sinful flesh, is that your sinful flesh has been crucified with Christ. You have been crucified with Christ and you are now a new man, living, breathing. A real interior transformation has taken place in you. Say that to yourself. This is why we love baptism. It's so important because we enter the family of God, and without it, we cannot receive sanctifying grace. So sanctifying grace comes into my heart through baptism, and my old self is dead. Here's an old Justin Timberlake song that was like, the old me's dead and gone. It was called Dead and Gone. The old me's dead and gone. The old me's dead and gone. This is a very spiritual Catholic idea. The old me is dead and gone. But sin still has power over us because we're in the world, but we need to lean into this reality. This is who I am. When my prideful, sinful flesh starts to rear its head, wants to push its way up, wants to grasp for itself, wants to bang on its chest and say, I am God, say, no, I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. My flesh has been nailed to the cross. God has given me power to live differently. This isn't self-help. This isn't a positive attitude. This isn't like, yay, God's helping me live differently, or, you know, I mean, God is helping me live differently, but it's not like a, oh, yay, like whatever. It's God has given you the same power that raised Jesus from the dead to walk in the newness of your life. And so start seeing yourself this way. I have a new life. The old me is dead and gone. I have been crucified with Christ. This is my reality. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I want to talk about that more tomorrow, becoming partakers in the divine nature. But as you go to prayer today, allow the Holy Spirit to speak that to you. You have been crucified with Christ. You have been crucified with Christ. You have a new nature. Amen. Join us again tomorrow as we talk about being partakers in God's divine nature. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.